Happy Wednesday. Welcome back. It's time for Campbell Corner featuring the East Grand Forks Public Library, your downtown library, downtown East Grand Forks, right off Demers Avenue. I'm joined by the director of Campbell Library, Charlotte Helgeson. Happy Wednesday, Charlotte.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy, happy day.
No snowbanks.
No snowbanks, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I feel really good today, bushy-tailed and bright-eyed.
If the fox in the bush and the squirrel in the tree be,
why in the world can't you and me be?
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, sparkly as we can be.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, watch out. Time for Campbell Corner, number one.
Number one.
A big weekend coming up at Campbell, your annual book and bake sale. Now, I've forgotten there were goods for sale for eating too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the bake part includes jellies, salsas. It's homemade items that our friends have brought in for the sale.
So it could be cookies, brownies,
yeah,
muffins,
right?
Pie.
100 digits of pie. 3.14159, this is pi, followed by 2653589, circumference over die.
No. Wrong pie. I'm thinking blueberry, pumpkin, apple, peach, banana cream, coconut cream, raspberry pie.
Plus a salsa or a jam or...
Yummy.
Oh, all kinds of goodies.
Okay, the book and bake sales. We talked about the food part. The books, the most important
right,
part,
books,
right?
Right, books, too.
Yeah, and books, too. And the books are books that have been donated?
Donated or weeded from our collection.
How do you weed that, by the way? What's the process in that?
Well, sometimes we get a better copy donated to us, or a large print and a regular print that we've both purchased. And after a year or so, we decide we only need one copy on the shelf because we're getting new books all the time. So one might go off. So those are some of the weeded out ones, or we find that a topic that was very, very popular, where we had a dozen books on that, is something that people aren't interested in anymore, and so we let half of them go.
Like horseshoeing, maybe?
Possibly,
could
like,
be.
You know,
right.
Horseshoeing.
Yeah.
How
to horseshoe
mm-hmm.
in 10 easy steps, pardon the pun. Who makes that determination?
It's a bit of a mutual kind of thing. We're all part of that. If we're putting books away and we see something that's in poor shape, it comes back to us because we don't want a book falling apart when a patron takes it out. That never makes them feel good.
Right.
We have a policy, a procedure that we follow. And if it meets the criteria, it's weeded. So we're all aware of it.
Okay. Now, you're holding something that says book and bake sale. What is that?
I am, so I can tell you exactly what time it is and not just pick it out of the top of my head.
What time is it, by the way? And what days?
This Friday, from 10 to 4.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So the library opens at 9. We close at 5, but the sale is between 10 and 4.
On Friday. Okay.
Saturday, the whole time we're open, 10 to 2.
10 until 2 on Saturday.
And they'll have their bag sale at the end of the day on Saturday.
Like, we got to get rid of the stuff, get a bag, fill it up.
Yep.
There you go.
Something special you're looking for, you better show up on Friday.
So when folks come in for the bake and book sale, I'll reverse that, bake and book sale, where is it in the library?
As soon as they walk in the door, they go straight ahead into the large meeting room. They will see friends out in the hallway. That's where the transactions of money happens.
Mm-hmm.
But the books are in the big room.
So the friends are in charge of this?
Yep.
Okay, they do a great job.
They do
and
fantastic.
All the proceeds go where?
To the friends, which then turns around and comes back to the library.
It's recycling.
Yeah, it is. Exactly.
Books, money, whatever.
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the book sale Friday from 10 till 4.
Right.
And Saturday from?
10 to 2.
At the East Grand Forks Public Library. Check it out. Topic number 2, we'll talk art. Emerging artists, young artists. Tell me more about that.
The East Grand Forks Senior High has put together an exhibit that we will be opening on Monday at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
They are also going to have one of their speech students do a speech for us instead of a regular author like we often have. And then we will have music by Eric Kerr. So it'll be a full event again. It's always fun to see what the young people are doing and what they learn. Art teachers can be some of the most creative, and we're just really, really tickled when they're organized too. So they will have their exhibit up starting Monday.
And that's Monday, April 29th at 6:30 p.m.
Right.
Open to everybody. Come on in. Number three.
Number three.
Summer. That word summer's in your vocabulary, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. It's just hanging out there.
All right. Summer reading program sign-up begins May 1st.
That's right.
That's next Wednesday.
It is.
It is.
And as people start planning their summer vacations, summer activities for all the kids, I know they start calling us this week and asking, when can I register? When can I start this? Next Wednesday, the sheets will be available. They'll be online. You can pick them up at the library. And you can put all of the kids you have in your family on one sheet. Make it as simple as we possibly can.
Okay.
So I would recommend getting that done so your kids know what they're doing.
And that program begins in, what, early June?
Yep.
At some point?
Yep, a week after school starts.
After school, okay, in early June. You can register starting next Wednesday, May 1st, for the summer reading program at Campbell.
Right.
Our fourth item, you may have noticed on my sheet there, it says garden season, question mark, question mark.
Yeah.
Are we in that season yet? Kind of? No?
Well,
not quite.
We have people who will help us start cleaning our yard and our gardens this weekend if it's not raining. So it is starting at the library. And we do try our hardest to work on our gardens, but we don't have gardening staff. So volunteers are great. We love input. Comments are fine, but we also need the actual support to keep our gardens nice.
Now, the gardens are around the building, correct?
There's one on the north end and one on the south end. Okay. And then we have three large flower pots that are out by the doors.
All right.
So we will take donations for flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Park and Rec Department does water them for us. But
that's good.
We plant.
Yes. And the TLC provided by volunteers.
And conversation. You should always talk to your plants.
Whistle while you work.
Yeah.
All right. The garden season at Campbell. And to find out more, who can folks contact?
They can contact me.
All right, directly to Charlotte
at
Campbell Library. And we have time for one more topic. That would be new books. Once again, three books are here in studio, and all three are rather big in size.
Yeah, they're rather hefty.
Hardcover. Are they hardcover?
They are. All hardcover.
All right.
The first one's large print, and it's a biography, which is really popular with people. They like to read about people whose names they recognize, and it can be any topic that they come from. But this is Tina Turner's My Love Story.
Ike and Tina Turner.
A church house, gin house, a schoolhouse, outhouse, on highway number 19, the people keep the city clean.
And what you will read about this is it's not just the good stuff. And it's not just one of those books that tells you about how tough life was. It's both. So it's her story. Which
Very famous people.
Very famous people.
Singers. Okay.
This gentleman is James R. Clapper. Facts and Fears, Hard Truths from a Life in Intelligence.
And former director of something.
National Intelligence.
In Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we have these books trying to get the information from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of things up in the air right now, and people want to know, well, who should be doing that? Or what do they really know about that? So I always think it's good to take your time and look at it and don't just assume that your neighbor has all the facts straight.
And that's why the symbol of justice is Lady Justice with scales. There you go. You weigh back and forth.
Right.
Okay, that's book two. Book three?
Book three I think is fun. It's called Our Towns, a 100,000-mile journey into the heart of America. And it's basically talking about, you know, we have these really big cities that we hear about what's going on in New York or in Chicago or down in Austin, Texas. But if it happens in a smaller town, we may not know about it.
Like Enderlin.
Like in Enderlin. That would be in North Dakota.
That would be the end of the line in North Dakota.
That's right.
There you go.
So James Fallows and Deborah Fallows went and did a little investigation to see what these cities are like and what's exciting and how they're growing or how they might be struggling. And I think it's worth our time.
Okay. Called again?
Our Towns.
By?
James Fallows and Deborah Fallows.
Very good. We talked about the book and bake sale this weekend on Friday and Saturday. I'll test my memory. Friday from 10 till 4, Saturday from 10 till 2.
Yes, good
job. Bing, 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 bing. All right. And again, a lot of goodies for sale and books, fiction, nonfiction. Emerging Artists, Monday night at Campbell from East Grand Forks Senior High. And the exhibit of artwork there and some music will be provided.
Right.
Okay. That's at 6:30 on Monday night. The Summer Reading Program, that's right. We're barely into spring, but think summer. That begins in early June. Registration sign-up begins next Wednesday, May 1st.
You can do the registration online, but you have to come in to sign the waiver.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So summer reading again. The program starts early June. And our last topic, new books, which are arriving daily at the Campbell Library. Very good. Campbell Corner, Wednesdays at 3:05. Stop on by the library and take a peek. Take a look at what's going on there. They're right downtown off Demers Avenue.
The library is open 9 to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 Friday, 10 to 2 Saturday, noon to 4 on Sunday.
Is the store still open, by the way?
The Friends store is open as they have volunteers to work with it.
Mm-hmm. There is a store within the store, so stop on by. As you walk in the main doors, it's off to your right.
Yep.
Right away. Do they still have candy there, too, by the way?
They do.
They do. Oh.
Yep. Bottle of water.
How about that? And again, they're downtown off Demers Avenue. And if you would prefer calling them, I have their phone number here in my stack. Hang on just a second. Their phone number is area code 218-773-9121. 773-9121. And they're on the website, the giant World Wide Web.
EGFlibrary.org.
And Mel Metz, the one and only Mel, posts our shows on that site.
Yep.
Every week.
Yes.
Very good. Happy Wednesday. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Special guest next Wednesday.
That's right.
We won't spill the beans on who that is.
No, no, no.
So stay tuned next Wednesday at 3:05. Campbell Corner on Pioneer 90.1.